From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. Filling in for Carl Kasell. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Fun show for you today. We got Deepak Chopra on. He'll be coming on later to adjust our chakras. But first, we're very excited, first of all, that our own Carl Kasell will be coming back with us next week. But we are going to miss Bill Curtis. Bill, what has it been like to step down from your perch as a legendary anchorman and do our show?
Well, Peter, I'll go back to my mansion, slip out of the finest silk into even finer silk, and reflect on how much I've learned about the simple pleasures from you common folk.
Glad we could provide that experience for you. If you'd like to join us in our rough-hewn games, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Eric Rapley. I live in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. What do you do there?
I'm a graduate student. I earned my PhD in accounting this summer.
Oh, you did?
A PhD?
Yeah, it sounds awesome, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. It's triple the fun.
So what accounting, I guess.
Yeah, what does one do with a doctorate in accounting?
Well, you know, the usual thing. You think host the Oscars, Navy SEAL sniper.
Absolutely.
Work at H&R Block.
Any of those. They're all open to you.
Yeah, but I'm going to be a professor at the University of North Texas.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm so glad to have you on the show. Welcome. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, an author and humorist whose latest book is Alpha Better Juice, Roy Blunt Jr. Hello. Next, the woman behind the syndicated advice column Ask Amy. It's Amy Dickinson. Finally, for the first time on our show, a Jeopardy super champion whose newest book is Because I Said So, Mr. Ken Jennings. Hi there. Eric, you ready to play?
I think so.
You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bo Curtis, filling in once more for Carl Kasell, is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Your first quote comes from Mad Magazine, commenting on a photo op in New Jersey this week.
It was a rare display of both bipartisanship and unbridled bromance.
The bromantic couple in question was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and whom?
President Obama.
Indeed, President Obama. Yes, here we go. 7 months after they first looked into each other's eyes on the wind-swept shores of post-Sandy New Jersey, the two star-crossed politicians met again on the reconstructed boardwalk. President Obama brought himself a cotton candy and said, "Hello, Chris." And the governor looked him in the eyes and said, "Hey, you gonna finish that?"
The hurricane swept away all their inhibitions.
Yep.
Well, this is
unbridled romance. It makes me think of two wild horses.
The president and the governor took this turn at a carnival game where you have five chances to throw a football through a tire. If you manage it, you win an erection that lasts more than 4 hours. But Obama tries this, and he whiffs five times. Can't do it. Christie gets up, you know, supposedly the unathletic of the pair. Zing, gets it. You know?
Or maybe Obama, knowing that, it's nerve-wracking for Chris Christie to be on a mandate with the leader of the free world, you know.
A mandate.
He misses five times on purpose, you know. Yeah. And then, well, why don't you take a shot, Chris?
Oh, maybe you could win that for me, Chris. And he did.
Did he get like that?
He did, and he won a teddy bear. Did you see this? He won a teddy bear for the president?
Could you win the big panda for me, Governor Christie?
Chris Christie has become so notorious in the GOP for buddying up to Obama that he's become kind of a byword. James Inhofe of Oklahoma was asked if he would, you know, be seen with the president or reach out to the president as they took care of the tornado damage. And he said, "Oh, no, I'm not going to pull a Chris Christie," quote unquote, which is ironic because before Christie lost all that weight, pulling Chris Christie was the big competition at the state fair. Eric, are you ready for your next quote?
I am, yeah.
All right. Now, Eric, the next quote comes from the mayor of Toronto responding to reporters at a press conference on Wednesday.
I guess we don't have any questions about the flood this morning.
No. Turns out most of the questions that the mayor of Toronto got that day were about the fact that he allegedly did what?
Drug use. Isn't it cocaine?
Close enough. He smoked crack, allegedly. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is on a one-man epic crusade to make sure we never make any Canada is boring jokes again. Last week, the Toronto Star ran a story saying two of the reporters had seen a video of the mayor smoking crack with some drug dealer friends of his, one of whom has since been mysteriously killed.
Of all cities, I mean, most mayors of, I would think, sure, they smoke crack, but Toronto?
Yeah, it seems unusual.
Yeah.
Crack is hard. I mean, Ted Kennedy, we know, liked to drink, and President Obama has admitted to smoking a lot of grass in his youth, and we're like, okay, none of us are perfect. We have vices. But nobody's ever said, oh, wow, man, tough day. I need some crack to take the edge off. The crack puts the edge on. It's not a gateway drug. It's the drug you're on when you've gone through all the gateways. That's where you end up.
I like that a politician is embracing new media, I guess. That's true.
Yeah.
He did not smoke crack, and not put it on the internet. So.
That's true.
Transparency is what they call it.
Here, Eric, is your last quote. It's from Fox News contributor Juan Williams.
Something is going terribly wrong in American society.
Mr. Williams was referring to a new study that says more and more women are the primary what in their households?
Breadwinner.
Yes, or wage earner. Very good, yes. Mm-hmm. A report out this week says that 4 in 10 American households now have a woman as the primary breadwinner, which is amazing because we didn't know there were that many ways to win bread.
There you go, yeah. Get out there and whip me some bread and whip me some of them mustard sardines, too.
I don't even know where to start. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, this is true. I mean, this number of female heads of household earning the money has quadrupled since the 1960s. A lot of men objected angrily to this news. They say it's the role of men to be the person who supports the family. They were also angry because they couldn't find the remote and it was time for SportsCenter.
And I love how the reaction to this was so overtly sexist. It was kind of unbelievable.
Oh, you would say that.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing about women, is they're constantly saying things are sexist.
Isn't that just like them?
Isn't that just like a woman?
We're laughing all the way to the bank, my friend.
Let's get away from this one. It's skewing in a bad direction.
Yeah. Bill, how did Eric do in our quiz?
Eric did Oklahoma State proud. Eric was perfect.
There you go.
Very nice, Eric.
Well done, Eric. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.